You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep learning and growing and expanding and learning to trust your intuition and live your life with more intention, what the fuck is up, guys? You know, I say this every episode, but I truly do love each and every one of you, and I am so grateful for all of the support you guys send me. This has been such an eye-opening experience, just having this platform where I get to share the tools and the things that are going on in my life. And this episode is basically just going to be a riff off what is kind of in my head at this moment. But I also wanted to personally thank each and every person that reached out, whether it was through email or through a message on social media after last week's episode. Last week's episode, I really shared a super vulnerable part of my own journey, of my own life, and something that I am experiencing currently. And you guys made it so much easier. It was a really tough episode to record. I had to spend a couple of days really working on my mindset about it and bringing myself to a grounded place before I could hit record. So seeing the support and the people that have said, wow, I really resonate with your story, and this really makes me happy that you are being vulnerable and you're sharing this, because my God, it sounds so much like my own. You guys are awesome. And I can't tell you how appreciative I am that you guys took the time out of your day to reach out and share little bits of your story with me and how they resonated. So thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. But I also wanted to take a moment, because I did listen back to that episode, because a couple of you were like, you're retiring of being a medium, or I guess the way I worded it kind of got misconstructed, and I just wanted to clarify some things. So first and foremost, I announced in the last week's episode that I will be retiring from offering intuitive and mediumship readings. I am going to be focusing my energy and my intention on my own personal and spiritual growth. I am going to be really working towards becoming a better mentor and creating a space for others to walk on their path, but be able to share their experiences and know that they are not alone in this crazy ass muggle life. And for me to do that, I really need to have the energy and the attention to focus in on the work that I'm about to embark on. I invested in a coach, and that is a 30-day every single day class, right? Excuse me. I have an itch in my throat. Damn it. I should have brought my coffee up. Whatever. And I knew going into this. See, guys, I should have brought my damn coffee up. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, you know, what I'm about to embark on is a really, really massive growth spurt personally and spiritually. And I want to be able to really consume it and live what I'm about to be learning, so I can be a better version of myself in order to help you guys show up and be better versions of yourself. And that doesn't mean I'm not a medium anymore. I'm not stopping my mediumship at all.
you know, something that I like to talk about because I think that it's kind of taboo within the mediumship development community or whatever we want to call it, is that there's going to be times in your mediumship journey, in your I should say spiritual development journey, where things are going to take priority over you sitting in the power and doing readings. Maybe it's health. Maybe you have to focus more in on your home life or your own personal growth. Maybe you have to take a step back and do some healing work yourself, right? I truly believe that once you decide that you are a medium, that's it. This, you chose in this life that you're a medium, that you're going to be a channel in which spirit speaks through. Does that mean you have to be doing professional readings? Absolutely not. I know mediums that are writers. I know mediums that are teachers, and they just want to develop this connection for their own connection to source, to spirit, maybe to past loved ones. So with that being said, I'm not stopping my mediumship. I'm continuously evolving and growing my mediumship. I will be doing readings and working on my transmediumship within the Modern Mystic Society because, well, we're doing live spiritual development circles. So, you know, I'm going to be doing mediumship, just not in the context of paid readings, if that makes any sense. I'm never going to stop growing. I'm never going to stop my mediumship journey. I'm never going to stop investing into mediumship teachers and mentors. This is something that my soul chose to do, and I honor that. But with that being said, I also honor the guidance that I'm receiving in this chapter of my life. So that's what I just kind of wanted to clarify. So with that being said, I'm just going to do like a fucking riff in this episode, because it's funny when I do these riffs, when I just have an idea in my head and I just go with it, and I just go ahead and sit, and I literally, when I tell you guys, I'm not joking, I was folding laundry down in my basement and I just started getting, I was just thinking about this, right? It was just like a constant idea in my head, and I realized that it's like, oh, got to do a podcast episode about it. So I literally ran upstairs, totally fucking forgot my coffee, as you can tell. I wish I didn't. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to go get it. Okay, I'm back. I grabbed my coffee. I needed to microwave it. I just want to let you guys know, I went grocery shopping yesterday. I usually use either oat creamer or almond creamer. But, you know, I saw the limited edition Fruity Pebbles Coffee Mate, and I got it. And you know what? I'm not upset about it. I'm enjoying this cup of coffee thoroughly. And if you are a Fruity Pebbles person, go grab it. Have yourself a party. So anyway, let's go right back to where we were doing, what we were doing. Okay. So I listened to my intuition. I ran upstairs. I literally look like a hot mess express. Like when I tell you, like I was just folding laundry and I realized I just had to like record this episode before, you know, before inspiration left me. So yeah, that's that. I'm just, you know, coming. I'm just letting you guys know this. So here's the thing. With this part of my journey, I've always meditated every single day. And I, you know, I journal pretty frequently and everything like that. But with this next level that I am trying to achieve, with the investment that I put into myself and my business, I'm taking this fucking seriously. Right. So I decided that I am going to incorporate at least 2 hours a day to my personal and spiritual growth. Yeah, 2 hours. And to be completely honest, I think that there are other people that do more than that. But when I talk about incorporating 2 hours of my day with personal and spiritual growth, that could mean meditating, that can mean visualization, that can mean listening to binaural beats for 30 minutes while I write or do something or create a post. That can mean journaling, whatever it is. That can mean, you know, listening to a personal or spiritual development book or a podcast or something. But this, I started this last week, right? You know, so again, it doesn't look like me hiding in a closet or a cave, you know, listening to old Tony Robbins shit or anything, even though I love Tony Robbins. I'm trying to incorporate personal development into my day to make my life easier, right? So with that being said, it's like when I fold laundry, I will say, okay, for 30 minutes I'm folding laundry, I'm going to listen to my audiobook, okay? I love multitasking, guys. When I'm working on my computer, I'll have some subliminals in the background, very slightly, like where you can't even hardly hear the music, but I will still have them on. Your subconscious mind is still consuming that content, right? Or what else will I do? I will literally find pockets of my day, whether it's just like waiting for the bus to come or waiting at the bus stop for my kids. I will recite affirmations, or I will do some journaling work or something along those lines. I incorporate personal and spiritual growth in my day, every single day. You know, if I see that I have 15 minutes where, you know, my kids are coming home at 3:30 and it's 3 o'clock, I will be like, oh shit, let me go upstairs and do a quick 15 minute meditation at my altar. I am making it a priority. This is just something that I'm doing within my personal journey. Okay. So with that being said, I started this thing last week. I have noticed such a massive difference in not only my mood, but the whole energy within my house, because I'm taking the initiative to put my growth and my happiness first. I'm noticing it trickle down into everybody else's life, right? Like my husband seeing what I'm doing in a day, where now he is listening to Awaken the Giant Within. It's so cute. I'm seeing my kids happier. I'm seeing my kids not fighting as much because I'm calmer, because I'm upping my meditation game, if that makes any sense, because I'm working on my mindset. So when something happens and shit hits the fan, if I find, you know, a freaking empty bag of fucking Doritos in my kid's room when I just bought it yesterday, I am being more conscious. I am being more aware of what's going on in my head. I'm being able to respond rather than react. When we react to our children or to anything, it's like a ripple effect, right? Like how many times have you been short with your kids and then you just get agitated and you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then they start crying or they run to their rooms and they have a temper tantrum or anything along those lines. And it just continues to trickle down into like negativity, right? So within these last 2 weeks, like when I saw the empty bag of fucking Doritos in his room, I just took a step back. I took a big breath. I literally was in his room. I was grounding myself into the floor because I knew in that moment I could either react or respond. And I just said, Nathan, you can't do this. You can't eat a whole bag of Doritos and then, you know, hide it under your bed. And, you know, I think he was even reactive to the point where it's like, you know, I usually would be short with that kind of thing, where like his eyes kind of looked like, aren't you going to yell at me? Aren't you going to, you know, get mad or something? So he was kind of taken aback that I reacted in a more positive way. And with that being said, with all of the shit that the kids do, I've been trying to react rather than respond because of upping my meditation game. Because I always did 20 minutes, but I feel like you become immune to it. So you have to kind of change it up. And me adding another 15 or 10 minutes wherever I can within the day allows me to just be much more in that responsive mode rather than reacting. So I've noticed a massive difference just within the energy of the house, just within the collective, right? Like my kids were so happy today going on the bus because I was happy, because I woke up early. I did my meditation. Then I did journaling for 30 minutes. Then I listened to binaural beats while I wrote for my upcoming book before I even started the day, before I even, you know, fed the dogs, before I even made breakfast for them, before I even, you know, got their clothes and their snacks ready for the day. I did something for myself. And the ripple effect has been astonishing. So just wanted to like talk about that. All right. This is the thing, guys. You know, it's so easy to get off track. It's so easy to stop what we're doing. It's really easy to start something, right? Like how easy is it to find motivation to start a habit of personal and spiritual development? Like it's really easy to start. The problem is continuing it. The problem is sticking to it. Motivation is fucking anywhere. You know what I mean? You can go on YouTube. You can go on your Instagram feed. Motivation to start is everywhere, and it's really easy. It's the habit. It's the forming of the habit that's hard. So, you know, that's why, and I think for myself, that's why I'm holding myself accountable by sharing my journey with you guys, because it's not only helping me connect with you guys on a higher, a deeper level, but it's helping me stay accountable because I'm fucking talking about it, because I'm holding myself accountable for having those 2 hours a day of personal and spiritual development, because I fucking told all of you. So with that being said, we have to remember, and this is like the big secret when it comes to personal and spiritual growth, right? Okay. So first and foremost, I need to say that like maybe some of you are like, well, why is she talking about personal development? She's a psychic medium. This is about intuitive. And it's like, first and foremost, you cannot have spiritual development without personal development. It doesn't fucking work. I'm sorry. You can be as intuitive as fuck and everything like that, but if you're still getting triggered, if you're still listening to the stories that you're telling yourself, if you're still in that same position as you were when you fucking started your spiritual development, that's what's going to happen, right? You're still going to be triggered. You're still going to avoid your shadow. You need to combine both. You need to do both. Period. Like that's it. And I think any person that's on the path will agree. You need to work on yourself. You know, it's not just about creating your connection to source. It's making sure that the person that you are in the physical realm is the person you want to be. It's the person that you strive to be. Right? Ooh, that's a good quote. I should quote that. Oh, damn. That wasn't me. That was, I don't know where that came from, but that was really good. So with that being said, you know, the subconscious mind loves and thrives off repetition. That's the secret. It's not just listening to one personal development book. It's not listening to one empowering podcast. It's literally living it. You need to live it. You need to have it a part of your everyday fucking life in order for it to be successful, in order for it to work, in order for it to have the capability of taking you to the next level. It needs to be part of your life, right? That's why, like, you know, we have to be so cognizant of what we consume, whether that be, you know, the social media or the people that we follow and everything like that, because it is a lifestyle. Personal and spiritual growth is a lifestyle. It's not one fucking course that you take. It's all the things that you bring into your life that allow you to be a higher level version of yourself, to always be constantly working and fixing and growing and healing yourself. That's the only way it's going to work, is if you decide that you are going to become a better version of yourself, both spiritually and personally. Because I see so many people, you know, buying courses, you know, watching The Secret or, you know, listening to Abraham Hicks for one time only. And then they expect their whole life to change. You have to change. It's not just one fucking listen of Abraham Hicks that's going to change your fucking life. It's listening to it consistently. It's allowing it to be part of your every single day. That's what's going to change your life. Anybody can have a taster's treat of something. Anyone can have a sample of something, right? But it's the people that actually make it a part of your everyday life are the people that are going to succeed. Those are the people that are going to see massive growth, massive shifts in their life. Okay, so that's my spiel today. That was on my mind where I was thinking about everything that's going on in my world, how I shifted what I do in a day, how I put my growth first. And I just incorporated it into my day. Like when I tell you, it's so fucking simple, right? Like if you're doing dishes, put on some subliminals or put on binaural beats while you're doing dishes, or listen to your Audible book or a podcast or whatever it is, right? When you are waiting for the bus, or maybe you're waiting for an appointment, have a journal handy and start just writing. Just allow things to flow through you. That's how simple it is. We need to incorporate it into our everyday life. Okay. So thank you for listening. Thank you again for everybody reaching out after last week's episode. I fucking love each and every one of you guys. You guys make this just amazing. You guys are making my dreams come true. I hope this episode gets to the ears that need to hear it. And I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.